Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. God's so big to me, man. I just have to tell you about it. I can't help it. It's rather obvious to me how big, how good God is. He's absolutely tremendous. He's off the chain. He on one. He be clowning. He be just showing out. Man, I'm just over here just on the receiving end. You know, man, I wanted to share something with you today. You know, if you're out there, start your mission today. Start your mission today. What are you waiting for? Why do we as people delay what we want or delay the process to begin what we want, our hopes, our dreams, our desires? Why won't you start your mission today? Why don't we all decide together? Better yet, let's just kill that, because you don't. That just individually. Look, you listening. You got something that you've been dreaming about. You got an ambition of yours that's not yet fulfilled. You got goals you haven't accomplished yet. You got dreams, aspirations. Everybody has them. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got something that's on the table that they haven't yet attacked yet. What are you waiting for? Start your mission today. Stop the procrastination now. The procrastination is only hurting you, yourself. And if you allow procrastination to set in, then that allows then, which is a weakness, you know, but that allows the devil then to just really do his thing, because an idle mind is the devil's playground. So if you ain't working on your goals, dreams, aspirations, or visions, you just waking up seeing how today gonna go, or the devil, he got plenty for you to do. See, but if you get your mind right on your goal and your focus and your purpose, then you can go on about your business. Then when the distraction comes, you can catch yourself. Now, that don't mean you ain't going to fall privy or fall prey to some of your distractions, because you will. But you will have a goal in mind, an aspiration that makes you go, hold on, man, I got to stay focused here, because what I really want, where I'm really trying to go, the thing that I'm really after, this new little thing that's being introduced, this don't fit into the equation. Man, let me keep it moving. Or you may step off the line for a little while. You know, like I said yesterday, the thing about God is he's so forgiving that if you get out of line, he'll hold your place. See, that's the real cool thing. A lot of people will do that for you, too. Like I said, if you're at the movie theater or you're at the amusement park and you're in a line and you forget something, if you politely ask the person behind you, hey, man, I got to run to my car. I left something. Would you hold my place? Most people will say, fine, yeah, go ahead. And when you come back, they don't have a problem. See, your problem is you want to get out the line, go do something, then come back and just get up in the line further up than you were or cut somebody. Now you got a problem because, see, everybody looking at you now like, hey, whoa, partner, where you come from? You know, the line start back here. But, see, the thing with God is God don't do that. God don't say the line start back here. God holds your place. When you make a mistake and you fall off the line, God holds your place. But if you ain't got no dreams, aspiration, if you ain't got no place, what he holding for you? See, I mean, he got a place for you, but you got to come to him. See, some people, here's what I'm saying. If you got a goal, an aspiration, a dream, and you fall off track momentarily, you can get back to that. Because God know where you left off. Now, you may have to accomplish a few more things since you stopped for a long period of time, but God know where you left off. You can get back on track. Look, man, this dream of being on TV since I was a kid, it got off track now. It got off track. I just kept it as one of the dreams. And in some real dark moments when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, all I was hanging on to was just the hope that one day it could. But that's what faith is really about. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. But faith gives you the confidence to keep hoping, man. Sometimes it just keep hope alive. Sometimes, you heard Jesse Jackson say it, just keep hope alive. Sometimes, man, it's just the hope. I was hanging on a hope. And I'm talking about when it got real ugly and funky out there for me, when it looked like I wasn't going to ever make it. And all of the facts was in and everything pointed in the direction, you're not going to make it. You done really messed up this time. Then I sat there. And I just hung on to the hope. But man, that's what I'm saying. If you got a dream or an aspiration, a vision or something, when you fall off track and you want to go get back in line, God holds your place. See, he held on to that for me. He knew I was off track and out of line. But he said, okay, here's where we stopped. You want to be on TV. Now, when you get it together and you quit tripping and you come and you turn to me, I'm going to hold your place, put you back in line, then we're going to finish the journey. That took me a lot longer to get here than I wanted to, but then it was necessary because I needed all of them mishaps to happen to me along the way. So when I got on the radio one day, which I did not see coming, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. That's why I say it every day. See, because of this radio show that I didn't see coming, now I have stories to tell. I got experiences to share. And I can tell you about me better than I can tell you about anybody. And I done been through enough where it's relatable, where enough people can go, man, that happened to me. Appreciate you saying that. That's what it was for. See, I get it now. See, at the time, though, I didn't like what was happening to me. At the time, I was really in total disagreement with God on a lot of stuff he was pulling off on me. But in essence, I was really pulling it off on myself. But through his grace and mercy, he kept me through all of my mistakes, all my bad decisions, all my miscalculations, all my misfires, all the times I knowingly stepped out there and did wrong. He forgave me. He said, because man, if you ever come to me, I have a plan for you. That is going to be far and above. It will supersede everything you've ever dreamed of. That's what I did. I just got sick of me, good and sick of me. And I turned it over to God. And then God started working. And here I am today. Now, is he through with me yet? Nope. Have I arrived yet? Nope. But guess what? The journey is cool. And then you know what I found out? That's kind of what it's like in life. If you done walked off the cliff in life and you ain't got no God in your life, it's like not having a parachute. You step off the cliff and you just free falling. Now see, that fall gets you closer to the grave, right? See, we all heading to the grave from the moment we born. But the cool thing about a relationship with God is when you step off the cliff and you got God, he a parachute. You still going down, but it's a nice ride. you glide and you glide and you softly, you enjoying, you look around, you smiling, you're meeting other people along the way. You're floating over here to ski a little while. You're over there at the beach for a little while. You mess around over here. You get to go out the country a little bit on your parachute and all that. And God just helps your descent appear more like a rise and more like a euphoric fall instead of not having no God in your life. And you just walking off that cliff every day, free falling. Ain't got no cord. You steady pulling. You hollering the whole way because you messed around with yourself and ain't let God come into your life and provide a parachute for you. I would rather have a parachute since I got to jump every day than to not have one. God has been like a parachute for me. Ask me where that came from. I can't tell you. But like I always say, most good things that happen in my life that I can't explain, it's usually him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, and especially the girls, who are my favorite people in the world, the female species is the greatest invention of all time.
Talk.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Nothing greater. I've seen them all. There ain't a man living top my favorite woman.
Come on now.
He don't exist. He ain't been born, and he ain't coming. Now, the only man that's coming that'll mean more than me than my girl is the Lord himself.
Amen. Say that.
And he comes to save us all.
And he's coming back.
So until he get here, y'all it.
I'm telling you.
Enjoy yourself, number one. What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Steve. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, Carla Farrell.
Good morning, Steve. What's up, crew?
Mississippi Monica.
She's waving. Hey. We're on the radio. She's waving.
Junior.
Morning up.
Tommy Dog.
Yay, yay.
Tommy Dog. Not to be confused with Atomic Dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Please, let's be clear. Oh, man, it was really funny. We were on the set the other day, and the lady that's my station manager, I mean, stage manager at Family Feud is Tanya.
Oh, yeah.
Tanya is married to a frat brother.
Mm-hmm.
Her son is going to college.
Okay.
Tanya is a Zeta.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so Tanya, we were talking about it, and her son had came up to the show. He's going to college. I said, hey, man, what's cool you going to? Yeah. What you majoring in? He told me. I said, so what you going to pledge? And she jumped out and said, Sigma.
Right in front of you.
I said, what? What did you say? He's going to be a Sigma. His mother is a Delta, and that's my brother, Fred. It's Sigma.
Zeta. You mean his mother?
Yeah.
Zeta. Mm-hmm. She's a Zeta, and her fraternal brothers is Sigma. Mm-hmm. She said, so he has to be a Sigma.
Uh-huh.
I said, what?
That didn't make any sense,
no sense to
you.
At all.
You can't do that to that boy. That boy's father Q.
Yeah.
Your daddy can't be a Q, and you play it Sigma.
Wow.
You're going to kill your daddy, boy. What about me? That's what she said.
Aww.
Why can't I about you? No, you in the sorority. The Zetas is outstanding.
She wants to be represented, too.
You had the boy. That's your representation. You the mother, the giver of life. You out now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When it come to this frat thing,
mm.
I say, man, don't you do that to your father. Don't you go down to that school and tell your daddy, you're going to be a damn sick and your daddy a frat brother. He a cute. Don't do that to your father. Don't do that to your father. I said, which one you thinking about? He said, I always been thinking about Omega Psi Phi, Mr. Harper. I said, well, keep that in your head.
Don't let nobody take it out of
it. Don't you go down there and be no Sigma. Mr. Harvey, don't tell my son that. I'll fire you.
You do?
I'll fire you?
Yeah, you ain't got to hear this no more.
Oh, God.
How about I fire you? Then I can talk to your boy all I want to.
That's illegal.
You ain't got to be working here.
Threatened her.
That's just
she
wrong.
Said, well, what about me, too? I said, well, what about him, too? I'm going to start a new program called Him, Too.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Coming up, something funny. We'll be back at 32 after the hour.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny, guys. Stormy Daniels and her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who has become very, very famous of late.
Yes.
He is a superstar, right?
He is not shy.
Yeah, they appeared on The View. Stormy says she was tired of being threatened. She revealed a sketch of the guy who she says threatened her back in 2011.
A sketch.
Okay,
she drew a sketch. Yes.
They rendered a drawing of the guy. Her lawyer, Avenatti, said that...
Who was it? Donald Trump?
Well, wait, listen. they said that they're offering $100,000 in reward money for this, if this man comes to trial and all of that, for information leading to his identification. All right, but this is what's funny, guys. The internet is going crazy right now. They're saying the sketch of the guy looks like Billy Bush. And it looks like Tom Brady from the Patriots. Someone else said that he looks like John Bon Jovi. I heard that one too. So anyway, but here's the catch in all of this. He really looks like her husband. The sketch looks like her husband, a picture of her husband.
That's probably who it was.
His name is Brendan Miller, and he really does look like him. But Miller's...
I just want to thank the Lord that it ain't a black dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
you know how many else will be getting turned in for $100,000.
Yeah.
I walk Junior ass down there right now.
Is this for $100,000?
For $100,000.
I know what I hear. Is it him? Did he cough?
Man.
And President Trump, who's been silent now, you know, on this whole Stormy Daniels thing, he hasn't said anything. He tweeted... he says, a sketch years later about a non-existent man, a total con job, playing the fake news media for fools, in parentheses, but they know it.
Well,
wow.
You know something, man? It's sort of weird because...
What's weird?
This whole Stormy Daniels thing,
mm-hmm.
I just want to know what the end all of it is. What's the purpose?
What's certain?
Because they've said, this is what they've said, no amount of money can make us go away. Okay, so what are we in it for then? Mm. If you don't want a settlement check, but what you did want to do was say that the non-disclosure was not legal because
it
didn't have signed by mm-hmm. Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
but it was signed by Cohen. So you want that removed so you can be free to do what?
To
do
just
a book
tell her
deal?
Story.
Yeah, tell the story for how much?
We back to a number. To money.
Yeah. Y'all, let's not be naive.
Mm-hmm.
This is for money. It's no reason. This dude ain't doing all this legal work, appearing on all these shows.
Michael Avenatti, her attorney, yeah.
Prouncing this woman around without a check. He's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. He ain't no civil rights lawyer.
Yeah.
He ain't sitting up in here fighting for nobody calls.
Shout out to Benjamin Crump. We love you, Benjamin.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. That ain't what he doing. He ain't on the side of justice and righteousness. This woman wants her story. Here's the whole line that she said that's thrown me off.
Okay.
Y'all can make your own judgment about it. I'm done with it. It's a so not matter moment for me in my life. I could care less. But when Stormy said, I'm doing this to clear my name. Excuse me. When did a clear name become important to you? The first thing I'm going to do is when I want a clear name is not be a porn star. You can't dirty your name up better than that.
Well, no, she wants to make, she doesn't want to be
Stormy.
Seen as a liar.
I'm Thunderbolt.
She knows she's a porn star.
She don't want to be seen as a liar.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be seen as a liar. She knows she's a porn star.
Whoa. Help me. But I'm not a liar.
Yeah,
help
porn don't
me.
Lie, though.
What?
Lie all the time in the video.
You don't lie. She gives you the naked truth. She does. She really does.
The naked truth, Tommy.
Yeah.
If
the
it's naked.
OJ said it best.
What?
Money. A woman will sell her precious body for a small piece of paper. It carries a lot of weight for that mean, mean
green.
Almighty dollar.
She still has her truth.
A woman will sell her precious body for that mean green. Now, where is lying?
In there.
so damn important all of a sudden.
Well, that's what she says, and that. You have to take
I'm
her
I'm passing
at
out tail for cash.
She's not. She's no longer doing it.
What? She on tour.
She's a married woman now, Steve.
The name of the tour is Make America Horny Again.
I know.
That's what you think?
They booked.
She full.
Sold out.
Sold out.
Sold out.
That's why I have trouble with this whole thing. And I'm going to tell you something, man. It's not even really an important issue for me. Because I see exactly what's happening here. If that's what y'all going to do, go ahead. But tell us the whole truth. Stop saying it ain't for money.
Right. Well, because Donald Trump doesn't tell the truth. And he's the president.
Where are we at?
What that got to do with
you? So no one's telling the truth. She wants just to be known that she's not telling the truth. She actually did have an encounter with Donald Trump and all of that.
I believe that.
That's the one thing that she wants you guys to know, or us to know, that she's
being serious about. We already know
that.
The dude gave $130 to be quiet.
And she took it.
She took it.
Yeah,
now she want to talk.
Yeah.
See.
And here's another question I need to ask you right now.
Mm-hmm.
How many more women are coming out?
I have to change that.
You said eight.
It's going lower?
11.
They're getting their nerve up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's way more women.
Wow.
Let me explain to y'all. The number, the real number.
Mm-hmm. It's astounding, I'm sure.
Oh.
But it's not going to matter.
His real number is over 100.
His base is with him no matter what.
Now, Junior, you can't see that.
I see him.
All right, listen, coming up next.
He ain't always look like that.
Yeah, he was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He was younger, yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, it's the nephew with Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, I'll have some entertainment news for you. Former First Lady Barbara Bush's funeral is scheduled for this Saturday. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
It's time for a lunchtime date, Shirley. That's what we call it, lunchtime date. You know, when I'm having lunch work with your wife, why are you calling?
That was three W's in a row. Hey,
man.
Why?
Tommy, this
why
one
is
really
you calling
funny.
When we having lunch? That's all I'm saying. Here it is.
You got some
lunchtime date.
Hello. Hey, I'm trying to speak to Alan.
Yeah, this is Alan. Who's this?
Hey, Alan. Yo, this is Derek, man. Check this out, bro. You are Rachel's husband, right?
Yeah, that's my baby. What's up? Something wrong?
No. I work. This is Derek, man. I work with your wife, Rachel.
Right. You a supervisor or something? I mean, is this about work or something? I mean, she doing a good job and everything. She ain't about to get fired.
No. Everything's straight, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the job. Everything's cool with the job. This right here, man, is like what I noticed, man. And it's, you know, it just seems like every single day, you know, while she's on her lunch break, it seems like, you know, you would call and then block up the whole hour of her lunch break. And actually, you know, just be real, man. I'm just trying to come correct with you. It just seemed like you just cut in on all the time that I have with her.
Hold up, bro. Wait, what the f*** are you doing at lunch with my lady, son?
Like I say, you know, we just spending time, you know, doing lunchtime, but it just seems so rude.
You okay? First of all, that's my lady. Okay, I can call her whenever the I feel like calling her. I pay for that phone bill. I bought that iPhone 5. I can get call whenever I please. All right. Secondly, you ain't got no business being with a married woman alone at lunch. This ain't no date. Y'all supposed to be at work.
No, we are at work. We co-workers, you know. It seems like half the whole time I'm sitting in front of her. You know, we're supposed to be having lunch together, and she's talking to you the whole time.
Okay. What's your name again, bro?
My name's Derek.
Derek. All right, Derek, you work at the same building now? Okay, you at work right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm here at the job.
I mean, y'all working the same flow? Because I'm finna come see you. You seems about to jump off way different for you, straight up.
Okay, so, dog, let me ask you something, man. What is the big deal? I'm just trying to. Okay, you act like you don't see her. You act like you don't see her when she get home. You know, so why is it so important that you waste a whole hour of lunchtime holding her down?
I'm talking to my lady. Okay, you understand that? Why don't you go out there and get, and then you ain't got to worry about sitting up in front of my lady. That's my wife. I walk down the aisle with that. We got kids. We got a house. We take care of this. She helped me hold it down. And this, you ain't. You know, it's you. It's, you don't ever want to come in and do. But they got. I've always want to come in and somebody else's wife. And why don't you do this? Take this advice and see what it works. How it works for you. Go to the church, library, grocery store, wherever the find your at, and you get you a chick. You date her for a minute. You court her for a minute. You romance her for a minute. That's what real men do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I did. That's how I got my Rachel. That's my heart. You trying to sit up there in front of lunch with her every day for the past year? I tell you what, bro. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But soon, you're going to see me. Me and you going to have none of this phone conversation. This is going to be a face-to-face.
Hey, you. Dude, all of, hey, man, what? I ain't trying to come between y'all at all.
No,
all
you not hearing that.
Okay, like I'm saying, I'm not trying to come between y'all. I'm just saying it's every day you call it, man. What do you want?
That's your wife supposed to talk to every goddamn day. That's what a real do. You don't know about that because you a you ain't no real. All you know about is trying to holler at some street. You don't know what it is to put in work like a real man do. To actually hold down a home, pay the bills, everything, the family, the kids, and fixing the yards and fences, and you don't know nothing about that. All you know about is being a roach. Wife can't even go to work without like you trying to step to her and don't make no goddamn sense. But that's okay. Like I promise you, I'm gonna be there. You're gonna see me, and I'm gonna see you. You know, I tell you what, this is how this gonna go. It may not be tonight, but it's definitely not gonna go past tomorrow. Between now and then, you're going to see me, and I'm going to see you, and I can't
hold on.
Promise you
what did you say?
Heard me. I will come see your by tomorrow, son. Me and you, Derek. That's your name, right? Derek.
My name is Derek, yes.
I'm going to you going to always want to be bald, smiley face in my wife's face. I'm going to deal with Rachel when I see her. You can please believe that. Please believe that. Talk to her about her little friend at lunch and like that. How get my number anyway, man?
I got your number out of Rachel's phone, but that's beside the point, man.
What the f*** doing with my wife's phone, my y'all ain't that cool. I ain't never heard of no Derek's before today, and all of a sudden you calling me talking about you was at lunch every day with my wife and you.
It's a friendly lunch date is what it is.
I know about how you do friendly. I know about all that. You ain't fooling me. I know like you who prey on married women all the time because they like you. But that, like I said, is going to change. Promise you.
Okay, dog, here's what you don't know. What you don't know is Tommy be pushing up on him more than me.
Tommy
is always pushing up on her.
What?
Tommy the one you need to be worried about.
You have Tommy. Who the Tommy any?
Dog. Nephew Tommy, man. Check this out. This is Nephew Tommy. From the Steve Harvey Morning Show, your wife Rachel got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I can't believe y'all did this to me, man. Oh, man, I'm finna come down there for real.
You all right, man?
Man, I am now. I'm finna come burn that building down. You don't even know. Hey, all right, Pete, Tommy, this is my prediction. Somebody gonna f*** you up.
For real.
Y'all, you just play too much, man. Y'all tripping.
Hey, man, check it out. You got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Only the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Of course.
you know what I'm saying? You ought to be able to have lunch with a man and wife without issues,
man.
Going on. Do I make sense?
How dare you ask her husband, what do you want? What
man,
are you calling
what you
up here
for?
What did you call it?
Carl
and Shirley, if I take y'all to lunch, I don't expect y'all your husbands to be calling.
I'm picking up.
And I need to talk to him and ask him, why is he calling now?
That's how much you matter right there, Tommy.
What do you want?
That's how much
what
you matter.
What do you want?
Nesto and Tosh ain't even threatened you. You ain't.
Call.
Go ahead.
Pick it up.
Answer. Hey, what's up, Tommy? Is Carla right. Sitting there?
What is you calling for? What do you want?
That was really funny, nephew, though. It really was.
King of
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, nephew. Switching gears on a serious note, Starbucks is reacting to the outrage expressed when the two African-American men were arrested at one of their stores last week in Philly, announcing now that they will close its more than 8,000 stores in the U.S. for one day. That'll be on May 29th. They're going to hold an anti-bias training session. It's going to be offered to the company's 175,000 employees. Again, the date is May 29th, and the stores will be closed. So good for
Starbucks. And they're going to have a new drink?
They're taking action. What?
Or call what? Hold on.
Black latte? I don't know.
Coming up at the top of the hour, I'm going to have some entertainment news for you. Barbara Bush's funeral is Saturday in Houston. Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush will be laid to rest on Saturday. She'll be in a private, invitation-only funeral. First Lady Melania Trump will attend the funeral. The former First Lady Barbara Bush died on Tuesday at the age of 92. Her family says she will be buried on the grounds of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library at Texas A&M University. A funeral will be held at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston, where she and former President George H.W. Bush attended regularly. She will lie in repose on Friday so that the public can pay their respects. Tributes have poured in from people remembering Barbara Bush as a classy, kind, and honest woman. When her family announced on Sunday that she was seriously ill, no one thought that she would pass so soon. Her funeral will be attended by about 1,500.
But you know, I think she knew.
Yeah, I think she did too, Steve.
She wanted
they
to go home.
You know, Steve.
Yeah, she wanted to go home and be in the
comfort. She wanted to go home. It's like Billy Graham wrote that book, his last book, Nearing Home.
Yeah, heading home.
I mean, man, you just go, wow. Yeah. It's such, and these are really, really great people, you know.
Well, you figure in your 90s, you know.
Yeah, I'm shooting 104.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really asking God for 104. I'm just going to see. Man, if he called me earlier, I just hope I'm ready. This can't call this week.
Not this. You got a lot of stuff going on.
You trying to see if
I'm booked right now.
I just really don't want him not this week. I got to clear a couple things out.
Come on.
You want him to reschedule?
Like what, Steve?
Come on, Lord.
I just got a lot going on. I got to clear some things up. It ain't got nothing to do with work. I just need a couple forgiveness. I got a couple more letters I need to write to him.
Forgiveness.
I got to clear a couple more things up.
Thank God.
Cannot be this week.
Thank God he is a forgiving God.
Lord, if it's this week, y'all. Please, Lord, not this week.
That is so funny.
But you said, we going to be in trouble.
Nah, I mean, y'all got to really put in some prayer requests. Nah, I mean, y'all need to get on your knees. If you find out I went today, you need to get on your knees and go, Father, whatever it
was, Lord,
he was working on. Let
Jesus.
Him.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. And then when I get to the gate.
If you don't mind doing him like Lazarus.
Yeah. But when I get to the gate, though, I do want y'all to know that if necessary, I will be snitching. If I get up to that gate.
He knows already.
I'm going to point out some things.
What are you going to tell?
Yeah, but Tommy don't know. Tommy, hey, remember that time, Junior?
Yeah, you going to start telling right there?
Pulling everybody in.
Yeah.
You see how Monica down there acting? Why would I have?
You just going to tell,
I'll be putting people in. You see that girl up there do our social media? You see things she posted the other day?
Dawn.
Uh-huh. Well, how right was that?
Come on, Lord. Stormy Daniels.
Judgment, though.
But Stormy, though, Lord. She's still down there. Come on, now. I know I took my clothes off with some people I barely knew, but not for money. And I sure didn't let nobody film.
And on the other hand, if they've done good things, you'll speak up for them.
I gotta get the curve created.
Yeah. Oh,
because I need the Lord to be grading on the curve. So I'm gonna have to point out the other people that I think is batting 70%.
Man, just crazy.
I'm just hoping that the Lord let some people in. Like, you know, treat me like a baseball player.
What does that mean?
You know, if you're batting 300, you're an all-star.
Yeah.
So if you just let me in with 30%, treat me like a baseball player. Just give me a batting average.
I did good. 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, please, let's introduce
her. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, President Trump says that the U.S. and Japan are working jointly toward creating a nuclear-free North Korea.
We hope to see the day when the whole Korean Peninsula can live together in safety, prosperity, and peace. This is the destiny of the Korean people who deserve and have gone through so much over the years.
The president says he's hopeful that, quote, maximum pressure, along with his planned summit with Kim Jong-un, is going to convince the North to abandon its nuclear weapons program. We'll have to see about that. Another Republican congressman is abandoning Washington. Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania says he's going to be leaving Washington and in the coming weeks, not at the end of his term. He's not waiting for that. Representative Dent has often criticized President Trump. He's also been complaining about what he sees as the dysfunction going on in Congress. One of Dent's last legislative acts has been to file a bill last Friday to protect special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation from any attempt to remove him. The Tennessee House of Representatives has voted to slash $250,000 from the city of Memphis's upcoming budget. Why? It's punishment, apparently, for Memphis officials' decision to take down two Confederate monuments. The state legislature in Tennessee debated the matter for some time. Then city officials came up with a way to get around a state law that protected the statues. City fathers simply sold the parks where the statues were located for $1,000, and then the new owners removed them. Well, the statues in question are the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, and Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. Now, by the way, just last month, a committee in the Tennessee House refused to even consider taking a vote on a measure that would call neo-Nazis, white nationalists, and alt-right activist groups terrorist organization. They wouldn't even discuss that measure. The Cuban government's changing hands today. Raul Castro steps down. He's 86 years old. To take his place, Communist Party official Miguel Díaz-Canel. Canel will be the first person not named by Castro to head the Cuban government in almost six decades. Canel's around 57 years old. Now comes word that the Jackson family matriarch, Catherine Jackson, is not as ill as recently reported by Radar Online. We're certainly hoping that this is true. The news and gossip site reported that Mother Catherine had suffered a sudden and devastating stroke. However, family spokesman Steve Manning says that she's not in dire condition, that she's staying with Rebe and fully expects to celebrate her 88th birthday in 3 weeks. So we are certainly praying that that will be the case. Officials of the Texas-based manufacturer Bump Stocks say they're going to stop selling them and shut down their website next month. The company's decision comes amid mounting legal and even political challenges to their devices. And finally, today is International Pizza Day. I love pizza. Back with more entertainment. Today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mariah Carey's former manager is threatening to share explosive stories as part of her planned lawsuit. Here we go again. Yes. Sources say Mariah, was once hospitalized after believing that Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince were all coming to dinner, even though they were dead.
Huh?
What?
And you think we just didn't let that news story lay down?
Tell me that.
I didn't make it up.
Go ahead. Tell me that again. Come on.
All right. Her former manager.
Y'all scoot back. Let me work.
Her former manager is threatening to sue her and share explosive stories as part of her planned lawsuit. Sources say Mariah was once hospitalized after believing that Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince were all coming over to dinner, even though they were dead.
Yeah, that'll get you.
She set the table and everything for him.
Yep. Had a little chair for Prince. Michael had two chairs in case he bought Bubble.
The monkey.
She had a mic next to Whitney. Yeah.
Wow.
Mariah was waiting on Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince to come to dinner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she announced last week that she suffers from bipolar disorder. She did announce that.
She was on a couple of
people's magazine. That's what that do?
That's way more than bipolar.
That's a substance.
That's way past. That's not bipolar. That's what's called the nut job.
Come on.
What did your crazy ass just say? See, now you can't.
see, this Mariah can do that. But if you're a regular person, uh-huh. you can't do that.
No.
N-word, what? What? You shouldn't have been waiting on who?
Michael, Whitney, Prince. They said they were coming to dinner.
You let Michael knock on that door.
Darling.
And watch us clear this room.
Man, if black people see Michael Jackson with that hey, lid on.
Somebody go out there and ring the doorbell, see what she do.
People start messing with her.
Yeah.
They're here.
Ding dong, she start fixing her hair. Mariah, Mariah. Fixing your damn hair. Ain't nobody at this damn door.
Her former manager is Stella Balakhnikov. She's threatening to sue Mariah for money she says she's owed, and she's threatening to share more of these explosive stories if Mariah refuses to settle. Mariah's rep shares, if this frivolous and baseless claim is filed, I should say, we will defend against it. One more thing, TMZ is reporting that Stella also plans
to... Stella?
That's her manager, her former manager. She claims that she was sexually harassed by Mariah because she was constantly walking around naked and would also do sexual things with Stella present.
Well, that's her house.
You need to get out.
See, I'm
you
in my house.
Naked at your
I
own
walk
house.
Around naked. You in here working and all like that. What you want? Now, I agree with that. We'll be back. We'll talk about what I do in my house that could possibly be a lawsuit.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Mariah Carey, her former manager, is talking about suing her and telling explosive stories about Mariah being naked in front of her and things like that at her house.
Right there. You know how many times I could have took my daddy to court?
Huh. Man,
sued my daddy standing in the refrigerator naked drinking ice water in the middle of the night.
Out the pitch.
I'm up trying to watch TV late at night. He done walked his ass in there naked. Open up the refrigerator, drinking out of an ice box.
Oh, man.
So what'd you do?
Many times I said, nothing. It's his house.
Oh you knew that then?
I ain't sexual harassment. My daddy used the bathroom with the door open.
He had to let everybody know it's his
dog,
house.
Dog, and then the door open. You walk right past. He in that pants round. Well, he ain't had no pants round the ankle. Because my daddy always taught me when you use the bathroom, when you're defecating, hanging up on the back of the door, it free your legs.
All right.
It'll cut down on constipation because you can sit more widely. You can get an angle. You can get better brace yourself.
I don't need this visual in my head.
See, y'all messing your pants up, putting them all down around your ankle.
Now you got to
grease come out your pants. Everybody know you've been in there. Hang your pants up on back of that door.
They don't know what you're doing
in there. Sit wide-legged.
Well, what if you're in a public restroom?
What?
Widely.
They got hooks on the back of them doors.
So you take your pants off in a public...
Are you
going
to wrinkle them up? You don't want them to touch that.
You don't wrinkle them up, and you really can't have your pants touch that float.
Yeah.
No.
You got to hang them up on
that
hook.
That float.
Yeah, that float got Ebola on it.
Floor. Floor.
You have bird disease. You come up out of there, you don't know what's wrong with you.
Swine flu. Not your ass.
You up in there, you don't know what happened to you.
So you're in a public restroom, naked from
bucket
the waist
naked.
Down.
Yeah.
With eight layers.
Yeah.
Eight I damn near got another seat on top of that seat.
Oh, you mean? Oh,
I done put so much toilet tissue on here, I got to flush three different times. Because if I push all that toilet paper in that thing right here, it's all going to come back to me now.
It ain't going down.
Goodness. Yeah. I know. This is early. Sorry if you're eating your breakfast.
Good. There ain't no breakfast. This ain't nothing nasty. It's stuff you need to know. That lady need to go ahead on talking about Sue and Mariah. She walk around naked. Yeah. This is her house. That ain't sexual harassment. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. If it were a man...
What?
Being naked in his house in front of a female manager, would you say the same thing?
It's his house, still.
I probably wouldn't say the same thing because we're on the radio.
It would be a totally different conversation.
Yeah, on the radio. But if we was off air, I don't give a damn who you is.
That's all I need to know.
This is my house. Clifton came pick me up at the door.
Naked?
And I wasn't ready.
You were naked? You answered your door naked?
Well, he couldn't see it because the window ain't that low.
Oh.
It looked like I ain't had just no shirt on. But I was ass naked out there hollering through the door at
him. What are you saying?
Be out there in a minute, Cliff.
But
I'm coming, man. Hold on.
But ass naked.
Yeah, ass naked. But all he saw was the top.
And you were talking, Cliff, your favorite employee.
Yeah.
This is a visual.
I've done some amazing stuff naked answer that door. I shut the door, locked it, no hand.
What did you just say?
No,
I done shut the door and locked it with no hand.
Locked it though.
I got great control. Hey, boy, boy, lock
you can't
a
lock a dough.
No. You can't lock a dough. No, no. You can't lock a dough.
Tell me what I can do.
How the hell? I just told you what I did.
That what you do? Now?
Yeah.
It was a lot of force on it, too, when you cut it?
I shut dough with my hands. But I kept them in the window and locked the dough.
Cliff was none the wiser. He never knew that
Cliff
you
ain't. I can't do that. Not in front of Cliff.
No. No.
And then Cliff, he from the country. Hold on, boy.
Why you like that though?
Cause Cliff sound. Cliff has a slave tone when he gets surprised. Boy, hold on, boy. Boss, you can't hold.
Not that close.
Boy, I ain't looking as a boss.
Yeah. Oh, we love
if
her.
I work for Mariah Carey, she won't walk around naked. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Man.
How you doing?
We
love
no.
Mariah. We love her. I love Mariah. And I don't believe that she was waiting on all them people to come to dinner. I think that lady just making up stuff.
Yeah, she could be a bitter former employee. Yeah,
same as
sure.
Comey.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Comey.
Oh.
The only reason Comey got this book because he fired. If he's still at FBI, he can't write this book.
Right.
Oh, former FBI director.
He's going to make a lot of money, though. That's for sure.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
But if you could have somebody come have dinner that's deceased, who would you invite?
I ain't going
to
do it.
We'll go to break. We'll come back talk about that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so before we left off, Tommy asked you a question, Steve, about having dinner with someone who had passed away.
If I could have three people over.
Uh-huh. Because we were talking about Mariah, Mariah Carey, who said that her former manager was saying that she might let out this story about Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince. Mariah was getting ready to have dinner with them, and they were already gone, dead. So uncomfortable.
I know, it's hard.
Talking about
this. I'd love to have dinner. They don't have to be musical people, right?
No. It feels so weird.
I'd love to have dinner with, if I could have dinner with Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Maurice White.
Oh, three M's.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd be sitting up there, man, crying the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Those are good.
Man, can I read the foreword one day that I wrote for Maurice White for his book before he passed?
Yeah, maybe on your closing remarks one. You want to do it there?
I don't have it.
Oh.
No.
I read his book, though. His book was phenomenal.
I'm telling you, man. I wrote the foreword. You know, I was up for an Image Award for the foreword.
Wow.
That's how cold of a foreword I felt I wrote. And I wrote it to him. I had tears in her when in five eyes when I tell him how I felt
how
about
you felt about him.
He said, let him put that in the book. So I wrote it, sent it back to him just the way it was, and they printed it. I was up for an Image Award.
Wow.
Because of a foreword. Mm-hmm.
You write great. You wrote a great foreword for me. You wrote a great one for Charlemagne.
I don't mess around,
though. Yeah, you write great forewords.
Yeah, ask me the truth. I want to read that one day. Remember, all right.
Would you write me and Tommy a foreword?
What? Y'all ain't got no book.
But I had a foreword.
Yeah,
you just
that's a start. That's a start.
You got to start somewhere.
Them the first page.
You give us two forwards, we'll get that back.
We'll get the back.
Wow.
All right, listen. Wow. Nephew Tommy is here with his prank phone call. I know, that was crazy, right? Come on, Neff. What you got for us? Something crazy, I know. What?
Freedom papers.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Domingo.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Hi, Domingo. My name is Scott. I'm calling from FBI. Wanted to give you a call about actually using our services. If I think you'll actually like it. The FBI would definitely like to get you on board.
FBI? What is this?
FBI is Freedom Papers Incorporated. Freedom Papers Incorporated. What we do is we actually make sure you get Freedom Papers. You can purchase them from us. And what I can do is I can get you Freedom Papers for you and every individual at your home for roughly $800 or under.
What are Freedom Papers?
Well, actually, what this is, are you familiar with the, like, say if you are an alien from another country and you need a green card to be here, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. So what goes on with Freedom Papers Incorporated is when you sign and get Freedom Papers from us, what it does is it's people who are African American. Our papers let them know that you're actually a free person in this country.
Hold. I've been free.
I'm sorry?
Ain't no slavery going on. What are you talking about? Freedom.
Well,
I'm free.
Well, you may be, but you have to actually show paperwork for that.
When did they start it?
Sir, this is all over the news. You have to have freedom papers. Within the next 6 months, every African-American person is going to have freedom papers and have them it's like keeping a driver's license or a checkbook or something. You're going to have your freedom papers on you.
That's some I'm free. I'm not about to pay no money when I'm already free.
Okay, but sir, you're going to need paperwork to show your freedom. And do you have any freedom papers at this point right now?
No, because I don't need freedom. I'm free.
Sir, I don't think you quite understand. Do you understand that you could possibly, if you're caught without your freedom papers, you could be taken into captive and actually have to work for so many years in order, and then later on you might get your freedom. But right now, right here, if you buy freedom papers from me, I can fix it where you don't go through that. You could actually get separated from your family, sir.
I'm not going by. Where are they going to send me to? Where are they going to deport me to Africa? I ain't never been there.
No, you're not going to Africa. You could be actually here in the United States working on a particular farm of with a lot of people who don't have their papers. If you haven't gotten this news, I do apologize, but within the next 6 months, you're going to need freedom papers.
Who the f*** are you anyway?
Sir, like I said before, I'm Scott with FBI.
I ain't heard no about no FBI.
Sir, it's FPI. It's Freedom Papers Incorporated.
I don't give a what it is. I'm not about to pay no money to be free.
Sir, you have to have paperwork on you to show that you are a free citizen of the United States.
Hold up. How you get my number anyway?
Sir, we have a list of numbers of people that we don't think have their freedom papers, and your name actually popped up here in our database. So
Domingo,
you're not.
Ain't pop up on.
Okay, sir.
Get my number.
Sir, we have a database here of people who we don't think have their freedom papers. Your name is actually here. After talking to you, it seems like you don't have your freedom papers, and we want to make sure you get them. We're letting you know it's $200 per person to get these actual papers.
So you telling me you got a database and you just calling black people all around the country?
No, sir. What we're doing is we're calling African Americans and letting them know that they can actually buy freedom papers from us, so they don't have to be. If they ever get captured, then what can happen is that they can show their papers and not have to deal with the problems that
ain't
come.
Ain't nobody gonna buy that. We already free. You gonna have a whole bunch of runaway because we ain't paying. I'm not paying. They might, but I'm not paying.
Sure, you're going to have your freedom papers on you at all times. That's going to be the law within the next 6 months. So what I'm trying to sell you freedom papers so you'll understand that you have everything that you need. You have your driver's license. You have your freedom papers and whatever else that you carry on you. You have.
You must be out your mind. Call me on my phone this Sunday. What's wrong with you, freedom papers? My, I ain't getting you. Who are you?
I'm Scott, sir. I'm an associate here at FPI.
I ain't heard about that FPI. You just want a check from me? Think I'm about to send you some damn money? Y'all can kiss my.
Sir, I understand you, but what you got to understand is within the next 6 months, you're going to need these papers.
Well, they going to have to catch my. I ain't paying.
Okay, sir, don't you want to be free?
I am free. Everybody's free. We got a black president. He's going to have to get freedom papers. I buy from you. Kiss my.
Sir, you're going to have to pay for these papers one way or the other, okay? I'm trying to, I gave you a call. I tried to be nice to you. I'm letting you know now, you're going to have to pay for your freedom.
I'm not paying for.
Sir, everyone will be captured if they do not have freedom papers.
You, tell you right now, come catch me.
Sir, you're going to get captured when you least expect it, sir. You're going to get captured when you least expect it.
I'm going to be your Kunta Kinte. Y'all gonna have to catch me, because I ain't paying. I didn't look this up on the computer right now. I can't find the scam trying to get my money and.
Are you on the computer?
Yeah, I Googled this.
Okay, can I tell you one more thing? Can I get you to Google something else?
What the is this?
Put in NEPHEW.
All right.
TOMMY.
All right, that's some Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy, man, for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Marissa, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, y'all had me. I'm about to say is free already. I'll be you about to get play that.
As long as you're all right, man. I got to ask you one more thing, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy. You a fool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, if you need advice on parenting, work, dating, sex, all of that, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com, and don't forget to click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? Today's subject is, should I tell my wife about these women? Steve, what are you over there chomping at the bit for?
What's
going on with you?
You know, I know all these problems with Starbucks, and they're talking about boycotting. Starbucks is trying to do a lot of great things to keep, and I think they did some good moves. They fired the manager, and they got the sensitivity training going on. They're shutting down all of them. They're trying to handle it. They nipped it in the bud. I ain't mad on the way they handle it.
Okay.
But I think they're going to have to come out. They're going to come out with two drinks just to kind of lighten the mood up.
Oh, right.
The first drink is called the Shadow. But you know, the Shadow. S-H-A-D-O. The Shadow without the W on it is the drink that simply means sit here and don't order. Sit here and don't order.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Yeah.
I got it.
That's called the sit here and don't order. That's the Shadow. And then the Tot Way. And don't order, then they on the way.
Tot Way.
Oh, they own the way.
They own the way.
So them the two drinks. And we give them to people that's been sitting there for a while. They just hand them the cup.
When you get the cup.
Here go the first one, you get a Shadow.
Okay.
Sit here and don't order. If you don't order nothing, they just hand you a cup of Tot Way.
Oh, Lord.
They own the way.
Let's get to the letter, please. Now.
And you get that second cup, just get your ass out of here.
All right, now. All right. Get that along with some Frederick Douglass green tea. Buckle up. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
I hate everyone that I work with except Carla.
Yeah, I love you, too.
And then they got one more drink. One more drink if you stay there and you do get arrested.
What?
It's called the Crump Dump.
What does that mean?
You need to know Benjamin Crump. Yeah. The Crump Dump.
All right. Did you do it already, nephew?
I didn't.
Yes. I did. Strawberry Letter. Let's go.
Your uncle is crazy. All right, yes, subject. Should I tell my wife about these women? Dear Steve and Shirley. And
what?
And Tommy, by the way, you're in the letter. Tommy is.
What?
Yes. You heard the subject, the title. You know. Dear Steve and Shirley, before Junior even heard it, he said no. Dear Steve and Shirley, 4 months ago, I married the love of my life. So far, our marriage is great. I am a head chef at a high-end restaurant, and I love my job, but I work long hours. There are a lot of beautiful single female servers and bartenders that work at the restaurant. And it seems like since I got married, these women have started to show me a lot of attention. A couple of the girls have asked me to hang out after work. The other day, a girl slid her phone number and address in my pocket and said I was welcome to stop by. I love my wife with all my heart. But as the saying goes, pressure can bust a pipe.
Yes, it can.
And mine is about to burst. You should see these young women at my job. It's gotten so bad that I've started leaving work early when I can to avoid these situations.
Yes.
Here you go. This is for you, Nephew Tommy. I know Nephew Tommy will not like this, but I feel like I need to tell my wife what's going on at my job. She has always told me to be honest with her, no matter what. I have not pursued these women, and I'm afraid that if my wife finds out later about them flirting with me, she will be hurt. This is my third wife, and I want my marriage to last. Mm. I am
That's
not.
That's for me.
Uh huh.
He put Tommy in it, then me.
Yeah. I am not a cheater, but this situation is driving me crazy. Steve and Shirley, please help me before I do something stupid. I need to make this urge go away.
Anyone want to do that?
Woo! All right, this is a mess right here. I love the fact that you said you're not a cheater, though. So let's work with that. You're not a cheater. I mean, we're all humans. We're not animals. We all have what's called self-control. You have to exercise some self-control in this situation. What you're experiencing is temptation at its highest level, coming at you from all directions. Please, please try to be strong. I mean, I'm just telling you, don't give in to these women. You say you've managed to avoid them so far. You say you are very in love with your wife. I say go ahead. I know the guys are not going to agree with me. Go ahead and tell your wife.
Because
nothing's happening.
What?
Go ahead and tell her that the women are coming at you. The women are coming at you at work.
She got a
family. I got this. Don't worry about it.
I don't want him to cheat. Tell your wife. Tell her.
Tell your wife.
I want nothing's happening.
You gonna get off these drugs?
I'm not on drugs. Tell your wife. Why can't he tell her? Tell her. Maybe that'll cut. Maybe he won't even think about cheating then. Even think about it. Because you know he's thinking about it.
How the hell that gonna stop you from thinking?
All right. I'm just saying. And acting on it. Acting on it.
What?
He loves his wife.
Obviously. Surely. Has never been a day as a man.
Not
so
one.
I'm going to forgive her for this here.
Not with these.
The Bible says, forgive her, Lord, for she know not. And that's what I'm going to have to do.
Know not.
Subject.
What?
Should I tell my wife about these women?
Yes.
Question. Is your ass nuts? Have you lost your damn mind? What in you, after being divorced twice, would make you walk in here with this unnecessary confession?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't done nothing. What is you telling it for? Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing happening at work. Why are you opening your damn mouth to this woman who ain't got no reason not to trust you? Why would you throw that in the pot and start mixing it up?
Mm.
You stupid. You stupid for writing us. You stupid. You stupid. You stupid, boy. I'm so glad you wrote me. Because I'm going to stop this stupid before it swell up into the dumbest damn decision of your life. Don't you listen to Shirley.
Mm-mm. Tell her.
Shirley don't know nothing. Shirley is a woman.
They want honesty. Tell
y'all
her.
Y'all all say that. She always told me to be honest with her no matter
That's
what.
Right.
That's a damn lie.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
What the hell that mean?
Trying to throw me off with grammar.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update. But come on, Steve, with
this
bad advice to this man.
Listen to me. Air man, listen to me. Know
come
what
on,
I'm
man.
Talking about.
I'm talking
this
about.
Fool. But brother, listen to me. I really appreciate you writing me.
Well, because
I'm finished up. This stupid. But he's smart because he wrote Uncle Steve.
He ran it by somebody.
Somebody that's on their third marriage.
Well,
he on his third marriage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, he got something in common with Tommy. He got something in common with me. He came to the men, really. Shirley ain't really in this letter. Because Shirley don't know. Now, it's food. Should I tell
women.
My wife about this? The fact that you asking the question is enough reasonable doubt why you can't get convicted. You can't get convicted on reasonable doubt.
Hello.
Yeah, OJ case.
You still free.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're going to walk your dumb ass in here. Listen to this right here. I'm a head chef at a high-end restaurant. Smart. I love my job, but I work long hours. That's good right there. You working long hours. Uh-huh. Right there, you working. Provide. Then let's go down this line right here. There are a lot of beautiful single female servers and bartenders work at the restaurant. It seems like since I got married, these women have started to show me a lot of attention. So damn what?
He can't handle it.
So damn what? Now you getting attention. Shut your mouth. A couple of the girls have asked me to hang out after work. The other day, a girl slid her phone number and address in my pocket and said, I was welcome to stop by. That's all she said. Don't go over there. Now, Tommy gonna feel different about this. That's why you wrote us both. Don't go over there, dog. Just feel flattered. Wow, know that you a good catch to the one who caught you.
We agree.
Just go on right there. Mm-hmm. But then he said the other day, and I said, I was working, I love my wife with all my heart. Hold it right there. That's the fact. That's what you go home and tell your wife. I love you with all my heart. Damn this other information. But as the saying goes, pressure can bust a pipe.
Mm-hmm. Could have had a couple drinks with him.
And mine is about to bust.
See?
So now you finna give in.
Yes.
So now you think if you go in there and tell your wife that that's going to fix the problem. No, it's not, dog. It's going to create a whole nother problem. Mm. Mm. You're going to throw some distrust in a relationship that ain't there. Mm-hmm. Now them long hours you working, she going to start questioning them. Remember that house you used to come into that was so peaceful? Now you're going to start getting patted down. You're going to get smelled.
Patted down.
Yeah, what's in your pants? She's going to start smelling
you. That's what he needs.
Because women can smell another woman. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your clothes smelled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
all that there. See, right now you ain't doing nothing like that. So just don't worry about pressure busting a pipe. Don't go in there and bust your damn self in the head with the pipe. Now, you should see these young women at my job. It's gotten so bad. I've started leaving work early when I can to avoid these situations. You doing the right thing, dog.
If he do get some smell, have another woman smell on him, stop and get 50 cents worth of gas and pour it all over himself.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, that's true. That is.
Nobody get 50 cents worth of gas anymore.
No, we do that.
Well,
we
you
do
can,
that.
Though. When you pumping your gas,
get on your
you pumping your cash, just take a little cap. And get some in that cap and throw it on you.
Yeah. It's easier to tell her.
I've done that before.
Just tell her.
I done rinse out a lot of stuff with gas. Good idea, Tommy. Thank you. Then he says, I know nephew
you
Tommy would not
stupid.
Like this, but I feel like I need to tell my wife what's going on Joe job. Tommy and Uncle Steve don't like this here. No, don't. Tommy, Uncle Steve, Kill, Cat.
Yeah, Brian.
Brian, Larry.
Cliff.
Cat dog.
He hasn't done anything.
Leonard.
He said Leonard.
Wait, him. I have a perfect example. Carla. No.
Yes.
What does Tosh come home and tell you from time to time?
All the women at the job be flirting with him. Uh-huh. They own me, baby. They own your boy.
Yeah, that's okay. So cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, them is jokes.
Yeah. This yeah. Serious. Yeah, that's what that is.
She has always told me to be honest with her no matter what. That's not true, dog.
Wait, what's not true? What?
She has always told me to be honest with her no matter what. That's not true. It's a trap. It's a trap,
if
dog.
You're guilty.
It's a trap. Jack Nicklaus said it best. You can't handle the truth.
One of the biggest cheaters.
And they can't. Now listen to me. I have not pursued these women. And I'm afraid that if my wife finds out later about them flirting with me, she will be hurt.
Yes.
Let her be hurt then. Don't you care this in your house? See, it's rather for her to be hurt to find out that they flirting with you. How they gonna find out? If you leave the phone number in your pocket that she stuffed in there, she gonna find out.
And he will.
So what he gonna do, bring the note to the house?
It's happened before, Steve.
Not to a black woman. She gonna call down there. Your ass ain't gonna be the head chef no more. She gonna wreck your job.
But he's gonna do it by accident. He's not gonna do it on purpose. So better he tell her.
No. This ain't the time for that. This is my third life wife, and I want my marriage to last. You know why you're on your third wife? Because you've been walking in there with information your ass ain't had no business going in there.
Because he's been cheating. He's been cheating.
I'm not a cheater is his next line. I am not a cheater. Mm-hmm. But this situation is driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. Didn't it just drive you crazy? You don't drive that information to the house. Just let it drive you crazy. Whole lot of stuff drive me crazy all the time. They walk past me all the time driving me crazy. Well, just stay your ass crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking in the house telling Marjorie. Man, this girl walked past me. Woo, you should have seen how I felt. You think I'm finna go in here and say that?
Ain't nobody finna say that.
Hell no.
Tell her.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Steve and Shirley, please help me before I do something stupid. The stupid thing is to take your ass in that house and tell this here. I'm trying to stop you from doing that. That's a stupid thing.
We gotta go. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
I got one more thing to say about this when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update. She's going to talk about Black-ish and Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But right now, let's get back to this letter, Steve. Subject, should I tell my wife about these women?
And the answer is hell no.
Hell to the no.
Don't you listen to Shirley.
Be honest. He's not doing anything, so what does it matter if he tells her or not, Steve?
Do you know why would you open up a can of worms like
that? He hasn't done anything.
So what has he got to tell?
So, right, just tell that the women are flirting with him.
Why?
He can tell, why not?
No, no,
why not? It's not an issue. He's not doing anything with the women.
Okay, Shirley, here we go. I'm coming out. Baby, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, baby. How was your day at
it
work
was
today,
good,
honey?
Baby, I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, okay, let's talk. You know I love when
we're so honest with each other. Look, down there, you know I'm a head chef down here.
I know,
and
I know.
I work late.
I remember when you got the job, yeah.
And it's a lot of single women down there. And,
okay.
And they fine. And I'm just bringing it to your attention. They hitting on me.
Well,
they flirting with me.
Well, honey, you're so handsome and you're such a great chef. I would expect them to hit on you.
Yeah, but they putting phone numbers in my pockets and telling me that I can stop by.
Well, honey, just tear up the phone numbers and just, you know, go back to work and have another great day at work. Or give it to me. And I'll take care of that for you. You probably won't have that problem anymore.
Well, but
Why is this conversation happening?
But baby, when you say you take care of it for me, what you talking about doing?
Well, I mean, it's a phone number, right? So she put it in there for a reason.
Yeah, see, but I don't want you to call nobody.
Well,
because I come across as just some little punk ass dude.
Well, that's okay. You're my little punk, and I love you, honey.
Well, see, I ain't gonna be too many more punks. Cause see. But see, you think I'm a punk because I ain't going to go over their house. But keep on, though.
No, I don't think you could.
Because I cut my ass right over there.
Turn,
what you
did?
This didn't take a turn.
But I ain't no punk.
Yeah.
No,
you my third wife. Yeah. Huh? Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get somebody now.
You can get another one.
Yeah, the goal is to stay married, not to continually marry and divorce.
Yeah, but you know how I'm going to stay married to somebody think I'm a little punk.
I don't think you're a little punk. I just, you know,
think I'm a punk down at the job.
No, I know they
don't. And she's fine, too.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, you get dressed to go to work. I get dressed. I'll go with you. I'll come down there with you and see
what's
going
on. And what you going
down
to my job for?
Just to see what's going on.
No, I just told you what was going on. He don't need you to come down there.
Well, I know you don't need me to, honey.
No, I don't want you to come down there.
Okay, so you don't want me to come down there. So are you doing anything with these women that are flirting with you?
See right there, had I not bought this to the house.
Uh-huh.
See, now we're getting to why he don't need to bring this to the house. Because this way it's going to turn. It's going to go just like that. Now, I'm just bringing it to your attention.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing it to my attention. I appreciate it.
But what you looking at me like that photo?
Because I just want, I always like to look in your eyes because I just love our
relationship. Now, you still coming down there, though?
Well, if I feel the need to come down there, yes, because
you are taken. Yeah, but I
and
told them I'm
people
taking.
People need to know that.
But they already know that. I'm mad. I wear my ring and work every day. They're still hitting on me.
You are a great chef, and you could get another job.
Lord, why did I come in here? Steve told me not to bring my stupid ass.
But see, you made your mistake when you said you didn't want me down there.
No,
that
I don't.
That was your mistake.
Don't no man want his wife come down this job talking to the co-worker.
Well, I didn't say I was going to do that.
That's sexual harassment. You can't go down here and harass these people.
Just make sure, you know, I'll just come down there and we'll have lunch together, honey. And you can introduce me to some of these women.
Oh, well,
I'm sure
what
they're beautiful.
You want to meet them for? I already told you they're fine.
Okay, do they have men of their own? Because maybe we can,
they
you know,
single.
Oh, they're all single. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, well,
right
tomorrow
there.
I'll be down there at lunchtime.
No, nah, don't come
End
down
of
here.
End conversation.
See, right Uh-oh. There. That's why. Dog, did you hear me? Listen to me.
I'm
question
done.
Four now.
I'm done.
Don't you care your ass
And
to
what's
the house?
For dinner?
Get the cookie.
With your cooking ass.
Get in that kitchen.
See, right there. Well, send me them numbers.
Let me let me handle this right quick. Let me close this out, because here's a very important line at the end of this letter.
Come on.
Steve and Shirley, please help me before I do something stupid. I need to make this urge go away. Now listen to me. What you actually coming to is an old saying that every itch need to get scratched. The only way to make the itch go away is you got to scratch it.
See? Mm-hmm. See?
But now, let's see, let me teach him something. Now I'm finna teach him something.
Come on.
But there is a form of scratching that you can do that's not scratching.
Wait, what?
There's a form of scratching that you can do. When your head itch, you can scratch without scratching it. And it's called the weave pat. Is you pat that.
You bumble Beyonce.
You pat that. Just pat that thing. Yeah. It's pat. So now what you got to do is to address this urge to make it go away. Uh-huh. You don't scratch the itch. Uh-huh. You got to pat the itch. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. See, when she take that number and slide it in your top pocket, you take it out your pocket, slide it back in her top.
So that's patting.
Yeah. She wink
Sounds
at you.
Like petting.
You wink at her.
Okay.
I like it.
He's going to cheat.
See, like you know what I'm saying?
That's
see,
foreplay.
I'm just talking about
that's
patting. You call it what you want to.
That's foreplay.
No, he need to make this urge go away.
Yeah.
See, you got to release some of the pressure in this pipe for the pipe bust.
He needs
and
to
the
get
way
another
to release
job.
The pressure is to let some out.
Yeah. There you go. Pat that itch.
Pat the itch, but don't scratch the itch.
Junior, you'll be cheating if you listen to this.
I understand what you're saying.
You don't think patting is going to lead to something?
If he don't do nothing, his pipe going to bust.
That's going to lead.
You must release some pressure on that pipe.
Coming up at the
this
top.
This man pipe in the bus.
Coming up at the top it's of the run. Hour, hit me up if you want to comment on this letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget to join me later today. This should be a good one for Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to see you there, okay? And switching gears, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla will be here with her reality update.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's that time. Carla Farrell is here with Reality Update.
Okay, thank you, nephew. I love it. I love my intro. And make sure you make that change. It's Carla's Reality Update. Okay, boo. Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, nephew. All right, let's talk about a scripted show, Black-ish.
We love Black-ish. Love
yes,
it, love
Anthony
it, love
Anderson,
it.
Tracy Ellis Ross. Well, on the show, you know, they have a baby, Devontae. They named him after Devontae and Jodeci. But anyway, that's funny.
That's
Junior's group.
You know we love Jodeci, right, Junior?
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, Devontae, he turned 1 year old, and they had a big birthday party. But it seems like Dre and Bo, that's Anthony's character and Tracy's character, they are married, husband and wife, and they're in this rough patch in their marriage.
Oh, are
and,
they? Uh-huh.
Yes, and they are arguing about a lot of petty stuff. And one of the things they were arguing about, if the baby turned one, and Dre was upset because the baby isn't walking yet. And so he was concerned, and Bo, her character, she wasn't concerned. She felt like Dre was overreacting. So throughout the episode, they were having arguments over petty things like washing dishes, the birthday party. So they went to see a couple therapists, and the therapy told them to go out, date night. And his co-workers warned him. You know, Deion Cole is one of his co-workers,
my God, I love
and Wanda
so
Sykes.
Much.
So you know they are off the chain.
Yes.
But they were warning him about when the couples in the marriage start having trouble and you scheduling sex and just different warning signs to look out that there is issues. So anyway, long story short, they kept arguing throughout the episode, and they tried to have sex, and that didn't work out. The baby ended up walking at the end of the episode, but they are still
fighting.
They are still having problems. They're still fighting. So my question, social media, hit me up on Instagram. If you
no
and
sex
your spouse,
is rough in the house. That's rough.
What,
no
Tommy?
When ain't no sex happening, it's rough in the house. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tense.
Absolutely.
It's tense. It's That's when you're supposed to walk around naked, right there.
Yeah, speaking of naked,
just try to get
naked.
It jumped off a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
If I pass it in front of you a couple of times, it might spark
it, it
your
might
attention.
Spark instead of scheduling it,
That's
right?
Funny
right.
Enough.
Exactly.
Right. So hit me up on the gram at Lips by Carla. If you and your spouse, if you were bickering or you were bickering and arguing over petty things, what did you do to fix it?
Oh,
hit
okay.
me up at Lips by Carla.
I just give in.
Thanks.
Yeah. You give in, Steve?
I just give in.
Yeah.
I stops this right now.
Because I hate fighting.
Oh, yeah, baby, you right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Because
right.
you always say you could be right or happy. That's what you always say, Steve. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's happy the only wife. Choice you have.
Yeah. I love that choice. I live by it.
Happy wife, happy life.
Uh-huh.
Moving on, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Jessica Dime, I like her. She's pregnant and her fiance is overseas playing ball. So her doctor, Dr. Jackie, told her that she needs a support group to help her during her pregnancy. And I also told you guys that Stevie J, you know, his possibility of him going to prison. Well, he had a get together and he told his friends that he might have to go to jail for 4 months over his child support drama. But, you know, it kind of brings up the question, are his kids, most of his kids are grown, but
and it's so about those kind
of messed up, you go to jail child support and your child can tell you back.
And they live with you. And they live with you.
Yeah.
That's a damn
shame.
Yeah. So it's I'm
but you
some
know,
issues about
you have
that.
To think about this. If you send a man to jail, he can't produce an income. So if he's behind, he's going to be further behind. I think there has to be something in place to get these guys to pay the child support under court orders, but some kind of way. Because you send a man to jail, he's going to get a record. It's going to be hard to get work after that. And then you got another father missing.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Yep. I don't know if that's really a great idea.
That was a real
idea.
Moment right there, Steve.
For child support, you know.
Yeah.
And his kids love him.
Yeah, they do. They
and
do.
What's and more important? Have... Is it the money or the love, the guidance, and the time?
The time, yeah.
Right, right.
I the baby got died to put the baby.
Well, you
She's
know, he has a baby. He has a baby with Jocelyn, and then he has a baby with Mimi. Eva, she's what, maybe about nine,
eight,
seven,
I
eight,
think.
Or nine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so which one of them is suing him for the money?
That's the thing. They say it's some back child support issues, and I'm looking at these kids like, well, those kids are grown.
For the, so it is for the older kids, Carla. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just ongoing about that. So I don't know. But, Steve, you kept in 100 what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mimi, she had a meeting with Stevie's artists, Erica and them, you know, just letting them know that she'll be handling the business and all that. And things got heated. And Erica, she got dragged out of the meeting with you know, the security on those reality shows, you know, when they come in.
The black shirt says behind the camera.
She should have.
Yeah, she's yelling at the security in their face, telling them that she's not scared of them, and the only reason they have jobs is because of her. Is she crazy?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. They had to get her on out of there. Mm-hmm. So that was Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And let me say this. Tonight is the final episode of Scandal. It
what?
Is series. Yes, Scandal is done tonight.
Finally,
Gladiators.
Huh?
Yeah, get
the
your
Scandal
red
is over after tonight?
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, this is it. After 7 seasons, Junior, Gladiators,
I
get
hate
your
to
red
even
wine.
Make this statement.
What? Uh-uh. And popcorn. No. You better not say it. You better not. You better not.
If you say
it. No, let him say it. Say it. that?
Seven seasons. You better not.
I've never seen a single episode of Scandal.
We believe
Scandal is so good.
I can't name, other than Kerry Washington, I can't name a soul on that show.
Joe Morton. It's so good. Yeah.
It's so good.
I ain't seen Empire.
Oh, you gonna stop.
I ain't seen Empower.
Okay, stop.
You gonna stop.
I haven't seen an episode of any of that.
Okay.
What time did they come on?
I thought you watched Power. I thought he watched Power.
No, well, no, he's just giving us updates.
He binge watches. Yeah, he binge watches. Oh, yeah, and updates.
Yeah. 10 seconds, we gotta go. Hit me up, Lips by Carla Gladiators. Tell me what you'll miss about the show, miss about Scandal, and we'll be back at 20 after.
Now, I saw Gladiator.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you know, you told us when the Kardashians were going to be on your show, Celebrity Family Feud, but you were on Ellen, and you told Ellen all about the upcoming episode with the Kardashians. Here it is. Take a listen.
I cannot wait to see this. So you did a Celebrity Edition with the Kardashians?
Okay, here's what happened. They were supposed to come. They were supposed to play against the Paris Hilton family, the Hiltons. So it was the Hiltons against the Kardashians. The Hiltons canceled. So Kanye, who is a big fan of Family Feud, said, I want to play. I've always wanted to play. So he brought his family, some people you don't know, these cousins. And they were just like, they were like the best because they were just like hood. You know, it was just such a good thing. So it was him, Kim, and his three family members against Chris and the sisters. But for the first time ever, we put six people on one side.
Oh, wow.
Because the grandmother said, they told her she couldn't play and said, well, I dressed up to see Steve. And so we put her right next to Chris. Kanye, when I introduced him, he smiled. Just tune in and you'll see Kanye smiling.
Yeah.
He's happy. He was very happy with that.
He does not smile a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Kim didn't know nothing.
No, really? No? And they still said, good answer, good answer?
Yeah, well, their family's a little bit different. You don't give a good answer, they go, what did you say? So it was
I didn't know who that dude was on the end.
Yeah, it was fun. I also saw when you told Ellen, Steve, Kim didn't know anything.
He know damn thing. Kim ain't know nothing.
She ain't know nothing.
He ain't get an answer right.
Not a answer.
Pretty though.
Beautiful. Yeah, they're gorgeous girls. A beautiful family.
Really, really had a good time.
How were Kanye people?
Oh, they were hood. They had degrees and everything. They were smart as hell. Them hood.
Yeah.
Kanye was the best player.
Oh, great.
Oh, Kanye was in it, man. Came. I said, ladies and gentlemen, Fast Money. He turned the corner. Yeezy. That boy came around the corner, they went crazy.
Wow, I can't wait to see it.
Kanye's really good.
Celebrity Family Feud coming in about a month, so look out for that. You can watch Steve today on his talk show, and then tonight you can catch Steve hosting Showtime at the Apollo. Tonight. I love that.
Tonight,
you're doing
man.
Big, Steve. Uh-huh. You're doing it big.
There's a dude on there that sang Barry White.
Oh, man.
Practice what you
Oh, really? How did he
sound? They
down?
Went crazy.
What? So it was
skinny
good.
Ass dude.
Nothing like Barry White.
Man killed it.
Wow.
Something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Boy, them women went,
What? He was singing.
So he didn't get booed, huh? That's good.
They was fanning their thighs. Hello.
Wow. Are you still having fun doing that show, Steve? Showtime? You still having fun with it?
It's my favorite show.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I know why, too.
Why?
Because it was my first.
Oh, okay.
That show put me on the map.
Mm-hmm. And it's still
and
your
to
favorite.
Go back there, man.
That says a lot.
But be more ignorant than I was.
If that's even possible.
Jesus.
All right, we'll be back with more ignorance right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush will be laid to rest on Saturday. She'll be in a private invitation-only funeral. First Lady Melania Trump will attend the funeral. The former First Lady Barbara Bush died on Tuesday at the age of 92. Her family says she will be buried on the grounds of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library at Texas A&M University. A funeral will be held at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston, where she and former President George H.W. Bush attended regularly. She will lie in repose on Friday so that the public can pay their respects. Tributes have poured in from people remembering Barbara Bush as a classy, kind, and honest woman. When her family announced on Sunday that she was seriously ill, no one thought that she would pass so soon. Her funeral will be attended by about 1,500.
But you know, I think she knew.
Yeah, I think she did too, Steve.
She wanted
to
go
home.
You
know, Steve.
Yeah, she wanted to go home and be in the comfort.
She wanted to go home. It's like Billy Graham wrote that book, his last book, Nearing Home.
Yeah, heading home.
I mean, man, you just go, wow. Yeah. It's such, and these are really, really great people, you know.
Well, you figure in your 90s, you know.
Yeah, I'm shooting 104.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really asking God for 104. I'm just going to see. Man, if he called me earlier, I just hope I'm ready. This can't call this week.
Not this. You got a lot of stuff going on.
You trying to see? You trying to see?
I'm booked right now.
I just really don't want him not this week. I got to clear a couple things out.
Come on.
Thank God.
Cannot be this week.
Thank God he is a forgiving God.
Lord, if it's this week, y'all. Please, Lord, not this week.
That is so funny. But you say, we going to be in trouble.
Nah, I mean, y'all got to really put in some prayer requests. Nah, I mean, y'all need to get on your knees. If you find out I went today, you need to get on your knees and go, Father, whatever it
please,
was,
man, Lord,
he was working on, let
Jesus.
Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. And then when I get to the gate.
If you don't mind doing him like Lazarus.
Yeah. But when I get to the gate, though, I do want y'all to know.
Uh-huh.
Well, that if necessary, I will be snitching. If I get up to that gate,
he knows already.
No, I don't want. I'm gonna point out some things.
What are you gonna tell?
Yeah, but Tommy don't know. That. Tommy, hey, remember that time, Junior?
Yeah, you gonna start telling right there,
pulling everybody in.
Yeah.
You see how Monica down there acting? Now, why would I have?
You just gonna tell.
I'll be putting people in. You see that girl up there? Do our social media? You see things she posted the other day?
Dawn.
Uh-huh. Well, how right was that?
Come on, Lord. Stormy Daniels.
Judgment, though. Not the judge.
But Stormy, though, Lord. She's still down there. Come on now. I know I took my clothes off with some people I barely knew, but not for money. And I sure didn't let nobody film me.
And on the other hand, if they've done good things, you'll speak up for them.
I gotta get the curve created.
Yeah. Oh,
because
okay.
I need the Lord to be grading on the curve. So I'm gonna have to point out the other people that I think is batting 70%.
Boy.
Man.
Just crazy.
I'm just hoping that the Lord, like, you know, treat me like a baseball player.
What does that mean?
You know, if you're batting 300, you're an all-star.
Yeah.
So if you just let me in with 30%, treat me like a baseball player. Just give me a batting average.
I did good. 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back to close out the show with our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. It's been a fun day today, guys. Yeah, really fun. Yes.
Yeah, great letter.
I know.
Yes.
I love when Steve and I disagree, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Steve. We've had a great day, like I said, and it's time for your closing remarks. And you're going to do something special today.
Yeah, I'm going to do something a little bit different today. Not to throw anybody off, especially the school in Mississippi. But today I want to pay tribute to somebody. You know, I was messing around with Taylor Swift the other day and her rendition of September.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling the joke again to my studio audience. And one girl who's obviously a huge Taylor Swift fan said, Mr. Harvey, I know you said you like Taylor Swift, but why are you so angry that she did that? And I said, because you don't know what music means to me. I'm actually an expert in music. I really, really am. It's not that I sing or play. It's that I'm an expert of the sound of music.
I know good music. I know real music. I've picked, I can't tell you how many hits. I love music. But I love nothing, nothing like I love Earth, Wind & Fire. So Maurice, before he passed, his book is called Timeless. At first it was called Head to the Sky. Then they changed it to Be Ever Wonderful. Well, they changed it again to Timeless. But he asked me to write the foreword to the book. I wrote the foreword my own way. I turned it in. The writer gave it back to me, scrubbed up. I said, this isn't what I wrote. He said, Mr. Harvey, we can't print that. I'm telling you how I feel about Earth, Wind & Fire. I can't write it no other way. He said, well, I'm sorry, we can't do it. I said, well, tell Maurice I appreciate it, man, but I can't write nothing else. They went back to Maurice. Maurice said, you let Steve Harvey write however he want to write about us because we mean something to that man. I've introduced Earth, Wind & Fire. I was with them when they had the ceremony for putting their hands in the sidewalk out in L.A. in front of the guitar store. I did the Lifetime Achievement Award for them. They know how I feel about them. So I wrote the foreword. Today, I'm going to read you what I wrote about Earth, Wind & Fire. This is why I feel what I feel about Taylor Swift or anybody else who wants to remake the greatest group of all time. This is what I wrote. I said, to write about how I feel about Earth, Wind & Fire, a musical group that has meant more to me than any other, is a true blessing. The band's music is stored in my soul. I first heard the group when I was in high school. I never forgot the power of the album Head to the Sky. The song that I absolutely loved was This World is a Masquerade. It remains my jam. By the time I got to college, I was all over them. As a freshman at Kent State, I vividly remember walking into a store called the Cucumber Castle and buying Earth, Wind & Fire's That's the Way of the World for $3.95. At the time, it broke me, but it was well worth it. More than four decades later, Earth, Wind & Fire's music is by far the most played music of my life. Love's Holiday, That's the Way of the World, Can't Hide Love, and Be Ever Wonderful are in my personal top 10. Earth, Wind & Fire is simply one of the greatest living groups, period. No one put together lyrics to a melody like they did. No one put harmony to sound and rhythm like they did. No one added horns in the way they did. No one but no one messed with our minds about love and life like they did. They remain so thoroughly committed to soul, yet had a universal sound and appeal. On top of all that, they knew how to show. I can't express how fully and completely this band has touched my being. They have moved me beyond words over the years. Their lyrics interpret and convey my emotions, and in harmony. They sing my feelings exactly as they are in words that could not have said it better. I've shared the music with my three sons, age ranging from almost adult to the mid-20s. I was excited when they all put several albums in their iPod. It made me smile. It is an honor to be asked to endorse Maurice White's amazing life story of how he took his band from conception to legendary status. The book is rich in tales of brothers in song. That damn Verdine the Bass White, Philip, Have Mercy Bailey, and the rest of the Heaven Sent band. God was right on time when he hooked up their skills. My interpretation of the elements is this: earth, because they grow on you; wind, because they move you in one loving direction; and fire, because they set your heart aflame. Hands down, Earth, Wind, and Fire is the greatest group of all time. Maurice, I love and appreciate you at the highest level. This book made me smile over and over again, learning the behind the scenes of your music, getting a chance to hear your thoughts behind the lyrics and matching them up with mine. Maurice, thank you for all you've done for the world of music. Thank you for the insight. Thank you for your gift, not only for me, but to all of us. Thank you for honoring the love the way you did. For real music that will never die, fade away, or go out of style, this thing you did is timeless. Thank you for letting God use you to do what you were born to do. Most people go through life never knowing what they were brought here to do, but you did it, man, and you did it like no one else, not before and not since. I'm just glad God allowed me to live to hear it for myself. Because Lord have mercy, there ain't nothing like your music.
Woo, drop that mic, baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
Give me something.
Yes.
I mean.
Bye.
That's how I feel about Joseph. Yes.
That's how you feel about Joseph. That's how you feel about Jonas.
Yes.
Y'all gonna get cussed out like Taylor Swift when say that. You gonna say Earth, Wind & Fire and Jonas in the same damn breath? Y'all have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.